In Genesis 18, Abraham offered some travellers who were walking by the chance to rest in his home. And you know, the first thing he offered them was water to wash their feet, and then a meal. Later, he learned that he was entertaining heavenly visitors, including, it says, the Lord. Wow, imagine washing the Lord's feet. What an honor. But then that story reminds me of the story in John 13, when it was the Lord who did the foot washing at what we call the Last Supper. And we call it that because it was the last time that Jesus ate before he died. The last time he could be with the 12. If only they knew in advance, they wouldn't have squabbled about who would wash everyone's feet. And afterwards, I bet they kicked themselves for not washing their master's feet before he went to the cross. I'll bet they were sad that they were too proud to do it. But you know, they're not alone. Pride is a problem for all of us. And that's why I think Jesus modeled humility in washing their feet. He modeled it to them and to us. Dwight Moody once said, "God sends no one away empty except those who are full of themselves." So how will humility change you today as you empty yourself of self and let God fill you instead?